Liesl van der Veste isn't joining me in studio. Liesl, last week we were talking about gyms and whether or not you would go back to a gym if they were to open up. United Gyms and Fitness Facilities are taking government to court in a desperation to have them open up.
Well, I actually didn't research further because you and I both said we're not going to go back. I looked at a few gyms. I might go back to a really small boutique style gym, but I'm still doing some research.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize, and this figure that I have is only from 2017. It's on the Cape Talk website. The South African gym and fitness industry brings in over $900 million.
In South Africa,
in South Africa. That's the South African figure. I didn't even want to try and make that into rands because I'll be sitting here forever trying to get it out correctly.
17 or thereabouts.
Yeah. And let's not even mention the number of employment opportunities.
Yeah.
So once I saw that figure, then it hit home. And then I tried to find out how many people are actually employed. I don't have an actual figure. Because remember, we've got everything from top management down to cleaning staff and various other freelancers as well. So I know that the fitness industry is on the brink of collapse. You've seen the headlines the last couple of weeks. I know the court case happened last week. And I wasn't there. And I've been following the story. But I thought maybe we get a voice note in from Grant from FitSA. They just represent some of the smaller boutique-style gyms. And they're very supportive of every single gym in South Africa.
And this is what Grant said.
Hi Liesl, this is Grant Austin from FitSA. A quick update on the court case that was held in the Western Cape High Court on the 2nd of July to reopen the gyms. The long and the short of it is that on the day, all parties were in agreement that there has been a set of health and safety protocols that was set up by the government's own approved panel of occupational hygienists. The gym industry subscribes to those and is happy with them and is able to implement. So we have stepped back from that court case to give the government chance to get the protocols through the COVID Council into Parliament and gazetted. Our timeline on that was 10 court days, so that's somewhere around the 15th or the 16th of July. So we are certainly hoping for good news by then and hoping to welcome our members back into a safe and secure environment that they can start to get fit and healthy and boost their immunes again.
15th or 16th of July is next week.
Next week.
So next week, Wednesday, Thursday.
So by Friday, we might be able to discuss the gym's reopening.
No, for sure. Which, if track record goes, if the announcement is made, let's say, till end of next week, there's a gazetted publication of what the regulations are going to be. It means that come 1st of August, we might then be in a position where we go back to the gyms.
Absolutely. And I'm quite keen still, and I've been trying to do my research what martial art gyms are doing for reopening, because there's sparring, there's grappling, there's a lot of floor work, there's a lot of close contact work. So I'm just waiting for some feedback from some of the martial art gyms, and we can report back on that as well, because I know a lot of listeners were asking about how can you go back to karate or martial arts or mixed martial arts or boxing. So that's one of the big factors that have come out. All the other gyms have been really vocal about what they've been doing. So and I know in the UK and the US these gyms have reopened already, and the models are being watched in South Africa as to what's being done, and very closely watched. So we'll just have to wait and see.
We will indeed. In the meantime, of course, we're left to working out at home, particularly in weather like this in Cape Town, where you can't go up the mountain or go along the promenade or anything crazy like that. I went to go buy some chairs recently. I needed one or two more chairs. And I went to a place on the main road in Woodstock. And as I was having a conversation with the gentleman who was helping me with the selection of chairs, he noted that there was an incredible demand for office chairs, because now people are expected to work at home. And if you're sitting in a regular dining room table with a dining room table chair, it's going to be bad for your back and posture for somebody now has to sit there for 8 hours. What sort of things were people rushing for to help with their gym and fitness while at home when it was possible for them to buy those things?
Well, I know that the day just before we went into lockdown, there was a queue out of the local sports shop, and a lot of things were bought, such as weights and home workout equipment, and people were trying to get online trainers or bicycle trainers that you can put your bikes on. But the biggest thing that was sold, and it was a struggle to get at one stage when it was open and allowed to be sold, yoga mats.
Of course.
All over the world. It wasn't just in South Africa. In the UK, in India, in the US, there was a massive spike. And it's one of the most sold items for lockdown. And it was quite difficult to get. And I know my mom phoned me to try and get one for her. And it took a couple of months for us to get one eventually after the level three was brought in. And then 2 weeks later, we did manage to get one. And it was the wrong one to send it back. So, yes. Yeah, so I know my mom wasn't the only one in that dilemma. But everyone else was rushing out. And then people got unique and creative and made their own.
How do you make your own yoga mat?
So people were either using towels or old pieces of rubber that they had. I know one person actually used, you're going to laugh, bubble wrap.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And wrapped that around a piece of cardboard
mm-hmm.
and used that until they got creative. And other people went to local plastic stores and bought a big strip of rubber and used that instead. So people really got creative and tried to save money when it came to purchasing and not being able to purchase as well.
I mean, imagine trying to do a 60-second long plank with your elbows on a hard floor if you don't have any carpeting or carpeted floor for that matter,
yeah.
which is even going to be worse for your elbows.
Absolutely, or trying to do it on bubble wrap.
Indeed. So if it turns out that yoga mats enthusiasts were... I suppose the question is, what else do you think people can use these mats for once we are allowed to go back to the gyms come the 1st of August, potentially?
Well, I know a lot of gyms have asked you to bring your own mats as well. So, okay. And I know the bigger gyms are not giving out towels. You have to bring a lot of your own towels and cleaning, paper towels, not your own towels. So you must just hang on to them until we hear what we're allowed to bring and what we aren't allowed to bring. But people are getting fun and creative. They're making gym bags out of it. Pinterest. Gotta love Pinterest. They're also making those, now I'm trying to think of the right word, and you know decor, those chair box type containers that you normally
yes.
put things, I want to say ottoman, but it's not really a storage box, basically,
yes, yes.
out of that, where you cut them and you pin them together, but I'm not that creative. And then other people use them in the garden, so you roll them up and use them for knee pads when you're gardening.
Oh, good point.
And then
very good point.
If you don't want to cut them up and you don't want to make anything of it and you really want to check it out, there's a lot of organizations that need yoga mats.
Yes, it's important to dispose of them responsibly.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're just contributing to the environmental challenges that we're reporting on a daily basis. Lynn, let's do this. Can we get Thabo in Fynetown for after the news, perhaps? Because I'd rather listen to Karen's voice note on yoga mats at the moment, just to conclude this conversation.
What have I missed? I'm going to have to listen to the podcast. Dear, dear friend, who's 91 now and living in isolation, as are all 91-year-olds, gave me her yoga mat, and it's been a great help to me this lockdown. Lovely to hear your voice, Liesl.
Thank you, Karen.
That's Karen voice noting there from Glen Ken. You can keep those coming, by the way, to 072-567-1567, 072-702-1702. How many yoga mats do you have in your place, Liesl?
So we had a massive box of sports goodies that we donated to one of our local sports academies in Khayelitsha called Bonga Cycling Academy.
Yeah.
And they're busy building a gym, which obviously has now been closed for lockdown. So right now we have two, and then we just had two rubber mats that we made because we realized that our gym mats were getting really dirty from working
yeah.
outside on the ground, in the parking lot, and in the garage.
Yeah.
So we have two, and please donate any gym equipment, any yoga mats. Soweto Gymnastics Club really needs some, as well as the development club in Kaimandi. Pinky runs that club. Really great organization, and they really do need it. I'll post all their contact details a little later on. And then any of the cycling clubs, like Deep Slope Mountain Biking Academy, Kayamandi in has got Songo. Please donate to any of those clubs.
No, for sure. Remind us, what's your Twitter handle so that people can follow you and get more of this information?
At Liesl V, LIEZELV. Just drop me a note. Let me know what area you're in, and I'll find the organization for you to drop it off. So if you can't find something in your area, I'll definitely make a
Amazing.
Point of finding it.
Thank you very much, Liesl. She's back, of course, with us next week, Friday, looking at matters pertaining to physical activity. And hopefully by then we'll have a sense of when we'll see gyms reopening. I'm still not necessarily convinced that I'll be rushing to my gym on the 1st of August should it open then. But at least it's a consideration. And as we said, it has an impact on people's livelihoods. Thank you very much, Liesl van der Westhuizen.